Just got back from a week-long whirlwind trip to Italy to visit my daughters there in Florence. Now, during the trip, we decided to rent a car and drive down to Rome. Now, that's about a three-hour drive from where we were, right? Now, I will say the good thing about Italy and driving is it's different than driving in, say, the UK in Britain, because you drive on the correct side of the road in Italy.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. You're not on the wrong side of the street.
Gotcha. But the steering wheel is in a different place.
No, the steering wheel is in the same spot.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah. In Italy, just like in Britain and countries that are, governed by the UK, is where you're driving on the wrong side of the road. So Italy, you're driving on the right side of the road. So anyway, so we rent a car.
It's just that all the signs were in Italian.
Yes.
That's a
big thing, right?
Yeah.
And so, look, before the advent of Google Maps, this would be a big, big problem. But
see, well, and that is how we had to navigate it, because this was 2008.
Yeah.
We didn't have Google Maps. We didn't have the smartphones with us. We didn't have any of that. We had to buy a phone in Milan that was prepaid. And then I ran out of minutes literally talking to the lady from the resort we were trying to find.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. When
that was fun.
When my wife and I went over, when we got married, we were paper maps. I mean, that was the thing. It was, and just trying to navigate on a paper map and everything. But yeah, so
it would have been immensely more, easy. It would have been way easier to have Google Maps take us everywhere we needed to go when we were driving in Italy.
So we rent a car, drive down to Rome, right? And Rome is absolutely, it's a huge city, and there are Every single thing that you read about traveling to Rome is don't drive a car.
Yeah,
don't take a car. Mm-hmm.
No,
don't
we were driving in Umbria, where there was a whole lot of nothing. We were on dirt roads. That's easier to navigate when you have no idea what you're doing or where you are.
Yeah.
But you braved Rome in a car driving?
Yeah, and can't read the signs.
Oh, gosh.
Not only that, everything is you're going to get your car stolen. It's gonna get broken into. You're gonna get your car stolen.
That's a fun aspect
to
deal with as well.
And so anyways, we're whatever. We're gonna go. So anyways, we drive down to Rome, and getting there was a non-story. It was fine. We managed, we found a place to park, and then we walked to the Vatican. Okay.
Okay. Well, here's my first question. You did travel by train. Lots of places.
Yes.
Why did you decide to rent a car and drive that in Rome?
Because it would have taken us double the time by train to get there.
Oh.
And we didn't want to.
You're we only have a week.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to speed this along.
Exactly. So that's why. We rented a car. We went down
to Rome. Jump in the car, loser. We're going to Rome.
That's what I said, right?
Okay. All right.
So anyways, get into the Vatican, right? And the Vatican, again, that's the place where the Pope is. It's its own country, right? Mm-hmm. It's its own country in the middle of Rome.
Now, did you do a guided tour, or were you just do they let you just go in willy-nilly by yourself, or how does that work now?
You got to buy tickets to get into the Vatican.
Yes.
You got to go through security, all that stuff.
Because we had to be in a group tour we did it.
I didn't have to be in a group tour, but we did get into a tour. So we did have someone showing us around the Vatican until you get to the Sistine Chapel. And then they're peace out. You're on your own because there's no talking, no photographs, no nothing in the Sistine Chapel. It's a very, very holy place, right?
Yes.
So
you didn't even get any pictures in the Sistine Chapel?
Well, you're not supposed to get pictures in the Sistine Chapel. Like I said, you're not supposed to get pictures in the Sistine Chapel.
Oopsies. We were literally only in there for 2 minutes, and then we ran it. We left our group to try to get into St. Peter's because we were running late. We had to catch a flight to come home that day and didn't make it. But
yeah. Okay. I mean, the Sistine Chapel is absolutely beautiful.
It's amazing.
It's one of those things. Anyways, so before you get into the Sistine Chapel, it's hey, there's a cafe. There's restrooms. You can go and have a break before you go into this very, very holy place, the Sistine Chapel. So I'm all right, hang on a minute. Got to use the potty. Okay.
Okay. Are you taking us into the potty with you?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So if you go in there and toilets in Europe are different than toilets in the United States. They don't have a lot of they don't have a lot of water in the tank. It's at the very, very bottom. And you know, you there are two buttons for flush, one for number one, one for number two.
Okay.
And so it helps, you know,
conserve water.
Right, exactly. So it's very cool. Anyways, so I go there and I use it and I'm getting ready to leave and I flush, nothing happens.
Oh God.
I try pushing the other button.
I'm assuming this is a little more dire than just number one, that it's not going away.
And it's just barely trickling some water.
Oh, that's not enough.
And so literally there are hundreds of people.
Oh gosh.
Waiting to use this restroom.
So someone is going to come in and I'm like,
oh my gosh. And the realization strikes me. I've just clogged the Pope's toilet. I have literally clogged the Pope's toilet. His Holiness himself could maybe potentially use this same restroom.
I don't think the odds are very low.
The odds are very low.
I think he's probably got his own.
The Pope probably has his own toilet.
I'm guessing His Holiness has his own throne.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But I literally clogged a toilet at the Vatican.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
And I'm like, how do I leave? Because I know there's going to be someone waiting to go in. And
do you crawl under the stall wall and come out of another one? Say sorry. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I can't come out of that door.
I don't know what's happening in there, but I wouldn't go in there.
And
but,
you can't like ask for help in that particular.
No, they don't.
Like,
and literally,
anyone have a plunger?
It's Europe. They don't have plungers sitting next to it.
Oh, yeah.
No, not at all. So anyways.
But you know what? It is natural. It is God's design for your body.
It is God's design for your body to clog a toilet in the Vatican?
Sometimes.
Kelly, I've clogged many a toilet in many different places, but never in my life.
Yeah.
Have I clogged one in a holier place?
Oh, you're just so nervous.
Just so nervous.
Going into such an iconic, you know, historical, significant place.
In a different country, inside a country.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, anyways.
So you just walk out and pretend like it was the guy before you.
It was the guy before me. And I was like, oof. I didn't say anything. I just left. Another guy walked in, and I'm like, all right, he's gonna figure it out.
He's gonna deal with it.
He's gonna have to deal with it.
You just don't make eye contact. You just keep walking. But you did wash your hands though, right?
Of course. And so I left. All right. So anyways, that's the Vatican. That's Rome.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that part of it.
You
could have just kept that to yourself, and no one would know.
You know what?
Again, but you wouldn't be you.
Told my wife. And she was like, wow, that's a story. And I was like, you know what? You're right. It is a story.
It is a story. And I'm going to tell all the people in Radioland. Are you okay with that?
All right. So then when it was leaving Rome, there was an incident on an active train track. I'll tell you that story coming up next. Marriage is a wonderful thing that will last a lifetime if you share the same values, attitudes, and beliefs. And you can survive driving in a foreign country.
There you go. That's the latest hurdle you had to jump over.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX and was just over in Italy, rented a car, drove to Rome, coming back. Now listen, you run the risk when you are driving in a foreign country where you don't understand any single traffic sign. Everything's in kilometers.
Uh-huh.
And you see, like, you can't read anything. You're
just going to go with the flow. I'm going to follow these people. They seem like they know where they're going.
Right.
Regardless if I know where I'm going.
It's roundabout central.
Yeah.
And you're relying on, one, a cell signal.
Yeah.
And two,
because you do have the benefit of Google Maps, which is something that I did not have when we did the same thing.
Yeah, Google Maps.
Yeah.
So coming back into Florence from Rome, you know, most of it's like highway driving, right? So not a big deal.
Sure. But there are still signs in Italian.
Yes. So I remember when we were coming back, you know, my wife's in the passenger seat and I'm driving, and she asks, hey, do you remember what the rental car place said you had to do when returning the car? And I'm trying to remember everything, because she spoke English, some English.
That's great.
But it was very, very thick Italian accent. And so
okay.
I was distracted a little bit by that. And so she's kind of talking fast. And I'm like, okay, great. You know, gives me the keys and like slaps me on the butt and says, hey, have fun in Rome.
Hey. And then you didn't stop to like think, okay, there are things that she told me I'm going to have to remember.
Yeah.
And then I should probably write that down.
Yeah. And so she actually highlighted some things when returning the car. And okay. I remember her saying this: don't worry about the traffic signs. This is how you get back to the garage to return the car. I remember her saying, and I was like, okay. Sure.
So disregard signs. Great. I'll see you guys in a little bit.
Yeah. That seems obvious. Sure. I was going to do that anyways.
Okay. All right.
I was going to do that anyways.
Okay. Great.
So we're rolling back into town, and we're on, you know, my wife's navigating. She's like, okay, coming up here in about 400 meters, you're going to turn right. And then the garage is supposedly going to be open, because she said, don't get here past 10 p.m. Whatever you do, don't get here past 10 p.m. And so we're coming
What happens
back.
After 10 p.m.? What happens after well, 10 we're, p.m.? We're it's not, locked and I can't get in?
Yes, exactly. I'm going to be stuck with a car that I'm not going to need, and I'm not going to know what to do with.
And they'll charge you an extra day.
Exactly.
For.
And no way to get back in. So, apparently the garage is going to be open. So
what time is it at this point?
So it's like nine, it's like close to nine. So I've got plenty of time.
You got an hour.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
So
we can figure this out.
I'm coming up on this turn, and there are buses that are parked on the side that are starting to pull into traffic. Now, keep in mind, driving in a foreign country, there are motor scooters and motorcycles that have zero regard for lanes, for speed
limits. Oh, they're psychotic. They'll go in and out.
They are
yeah.
weaving in and yep. out of everything, and I'm trying not to hit them.
Right.
They're coming up on the side of me.
Yep.
And so then this bus is starting to pull out, and mm-hmm. so my wife's like, this is the turn. And so I kind of like turn in front of an oncoming bus. And I whip the car like it's on rails onto this street. And I realize as I turn on this street, I'm A, going the wrong way.
Oh, no.
B, it's an active train track.
You turned onto train tracks?
I turned onto train tracks.
And you're going the wrong way.
And I'm going the wrong way. And I'm like, oh, and my wife goes, ah, and so I'm going, and we see the garage, and I'm like, ah, and then I'm like, please, Lord, let the garage door be open. And like it was like a beacon out of the night, hallelujah, the garage door's open, I whip in, and we
Nobody saw that, right? Nobody saw that?
Literally, as I pull in, I go down and I see a train literally go by, like not more than 15 seconds after I pulled into this garage.
Oh my God. You almost drove head on into a speeding train in Italy.
Now, I'm not going to say it's a speeding train. Because
it wasn't super, it wasn't it, one it was, of those, because they can go, they
yeah,
can
yeah,
move.
Yeah. This was a downtown train. So it was still an active train track. And
yes,
so anyway,
you would have lost that battle. Still.
I would have lost that battle, and that would have been a tough thing for me to try and explain to the rental car place. But I will say that afterwards we were like, woo, all right, man, that was a close one. And my daughters were like, Dad, that I cannot believe you turned on an active train track.
Right.
And I was like, for some reason, there was something in my head that reminded me that she said to ignore the traffic signs. And so I pull out this piece of paper that she had put a highlighter on, and sure enough, she said to do it. And I was like,
she said to turn on to the active train tracks.
I don't think that's what she meant. The car rental place said to do it.
No.
And she said it in a very cute Italian accent. I'm going to do it.
Oh, okay.
So all right. Anyways, that's
crazy.
The event that happened on the active train track.
So there weren't any like universal, this is a train track. Like sign.
If there were, Kelly, I was just trying not to get sideswiped by a bus.
Okay. All right. It is amazing that you were still able to like get off onto a road once you found yourself on the train tracks.
See, the train tracks were the road. It was like a road with train tracks in the middle of it.
Okay. All right.
There were rails in the middle of this road. So it was a road.
It was a road.
But it was also train tracks that apparently locals know how to.
They just know that part.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, fun times navigating in.
You got it back on time and didn't die in a horrible train wreck.
Right. Exactly.
That's great.
That's a win-win.
That is a win-win.
And that is Ben driving in a foreign country on 99.7 DJX.
Never again.